太陽を仮面に受けて願いは一つ青い空。
Is it live time? I think it's live time.
What time is it?
It's Sentai time. Woo.
Woo.
Right now it's the Bill Scott Nick show with maybe a special guest Shane. We don't know yet. Gotta do the normal wait for people to show up in the chat. Gotta wait for the damn video to actually boot up on my damn phone too. Cause it's not fucking doing it like usual. Cause it's an asshole. Oh, hey, there we go. Yeah, I got it too. There we go. Uh-oh. Seth in chat. Woohoo.
Good. Yeah, I'm here.
Yep. For now.
For now. For now. We'll see how it plays out with me as time goes, but I am here.
Should probably mute your phone, Bill.
Yep, it just did.
Okay.
I'll hop back over to the calculator. Figured out it's working.
So, how's everybody doing? Bill, we already know you're dying. I mean, not as bad dying as you were, but...
Yeah, I'm less dying.
Less dying.
Less dying.
Which is good. Damn. Less death is better.
I was fucking straight up dying.
Well, that's what you get for getting vaccinated shot.
Dude, that ain't no joke. That second shot, like the first day I got it, my arm hurt, and I was like, okay, whatever. Like, it did nothing to my grandmother, it did nothing to my wife, but damn it, dude, at around 9 in the morning the next day...
Bent you over and took you to Brown Town.
I stood up, and I remember, I stood up, and there's this person I walk with every day at work on my break. So I walk around this walk path, and we were walking it, and I looked at her, and I said... I feel dizzy. And she's like, well, they said the dizziness could be one of the side effects. And then an hour later, I was like, it is fucking freezing in here. And she was like, you're cold? And I was like, yeah, that's real bad news, isn't it? Because I don't do cold.
No, you don't.
And the next thing I knew, man, I was shivering. And I'm in the office and I'm shivering. And I was like, great. Because I had to go to the floor. There was so much shit that I had to prep because they're doing all the auto store and everything. And I was back and forth and walking up and down the building. And
it's the fun times. What's up, buddy?
It was not fun. It was not fun.
You need a chair.
Yeah, they're down in the utility room. That's where I've been storing them. Yep.
Shane will be back in a moment.
Okay, well, everybody's favorite person's here. That's what he says.
Yep. Oh, also, people that are in the chat right now, I'm going to give you guys a heads up. You see that neat little symbol next to Seth's name? He's a moderator now.
Yeah, we fixed that.
Yeah.
We can lay down the ban hammer.
So... don't be douche waffles to each other, or you're going to get timed out.
There were a couple reasons. One, if we're going to keep taking this forward, we are going to have to have we're going to have moderators, because there's going to come a time when if we ever have somebody come in and they're spamming links and all kinds of shit or whatever, or something you're not supposed to do in general. This happens with streams. No, this does happen with streams where you have to keep your mind on it. Since we took the show live, we've been very underprepared, and we've been lucky that our community is cool enough that it hasn't caused us a problem. But I've seen where, like, Rich, he has a way bigger following than us, of course, but, like, he'll get in on his streams, and there are people that'll come in, and they'll, like, drop dicks and everything into his stream, and then all of a sudden, his stream will be shut off. Because if you don't moderate your own chat, that's your responsibility. It's not fucking YouTube's, come to find out.
Yep.
YouTube will just shut your channel down because your stream is inappropriate. And I'm like, oh, my God. So we had to start making some actual changes here and there. And speaking of changes, there may be a big one on the horizon. We are talking about actually going, this will remain fairly the same, how this show is done right here. But in terms of bringing back some of the other shows, we're talking about going live again, actually bringing the cameras out, bringing the lights out, and going back to film, back how we started all this. And if we do that, this channel is probably going to retake its original name. You see that logo right there on the screen? That is what this channel actually is, Fandom Night. Fandom Night encompasses all the shows we ever did. It just so happens that when we shut a lot of the shows down, the show that survived getting everything shut down was the Sentai Review. So we just kind of changed
the most traction.
Mm-hmm. So yep. We just kind of changed the name over. We may, once the stage is built and everything, in order to go back to some of the live action stuff, because it doesn't make sense to just make new YouTubes at this point, we may change this name back to Fandom Night. This is still where you will watch the Sentai Review, and it won't change the way we've been doing this. It'll still be live, it'll still be a normal thing, it'll still produce the same way, and more than likely it'll still be at the same time. But there will be other shows that show up on here, like the controller pileup, and they will be live shows that we record, of course, live action, yada yada. So that'll be very much editing and not live.
Not live stream, but
yes,
live action.
And because of that, rather than confuse a lot of people, if you're already here, you already know what this channel is. It's primarily a lot of the Sentai Review. That won't really change, but the name, to orchestrate the idea that we're bringing back all the old shows, could very much go back to Fandom Night.
And look at the bright side. You get more content from us, Goofy Fucks.
That's true.
We apologize.
And there's a lot of stuff that there's a lot of stuff we left behind, because we had Comics Toss. That was beginning to be a literal good show that we just dropped. We just stopped doing it.
We were about to hop into the Turtles.
Yeah, we were going to start reviewing season one of the TMNT. And then we also had the controller pileup, which I felt was a very strong game show. We had Legacy of Gaming, but Legacy of Gaming had a problem where there are like 17 other YouTubes with that exact name.
Yep.
Now, you imagine that YouTube would do themselves a favor and not let somebody have the same name, but they don't.
Nope, they don't give a shit.
So there are like 16, 17 channels that are all called Legacy of Gaming, and we were too, so that had to go, and we came up with a new name and the new show. That was the controller pileup. That's probably coming back. So there's a lot of little shows, and we're going to do them sparingly when we have the interest to do them, and this is still going to be our focus, but it could well change the name back to Fandom Night, and we'll just post everything here rather than trying to have everybody leapfrog onto other shows. And what you choose to watch here is what you choose to watch here. This is not going to be an overnight thing. We have to build the stage. We have to create playlists for this channel, and it'll give us a chance to fix parts of this channel as well, because if you haven't noticed, the playlists are kind of broken. They're not right. So we're probably going to delete all the playlists, go back through. It's going to be tedious, but it has to be done. We got to fix the playlists on this channel.
Look, it's my birthday weekend, so fuck you.
It's going
I call
to be
not it.
Pain in the ass for somebody, not me, because I don't do that.
Just throw it on my pile.
Just the face.
Also, chat's asking if any of us got Resident Evil Village yet. I have not, but I've been watching Bakugan.
Shane?
I haven't gotten it yet, but I'm going to, and then I'm going to beat it, and then I'm going to tell Bill that it was great, and then he'll go play it.
No, I will not.
Can't play it.
Can't play it.
It's first person.
I suggest you get over that.
I'm pretty much done with Resident Evil. Moving to first person changes what Resident Evil is even further, and I realize people argue that Resident Evil 4 turned it into an action game. First off, you're wrong. Resident Evil 2 turned it into an action game. That's where it started. That's where all of a sudden there was all ammo, and there were hallways of 17 guys. Yeah, they kept the tank controls.
And you whip out a shotgun and blast everyone in half.
Yeah.
And they leave and come back, and they're all despawned, because fuck them.
I remember in part one, you had to worry about whether or not you should run around this guy or take him out. In part two, I killed every single living thing and dead thing that was in existence and still had more than enough ammo to fight the bosses without ever having to take a breath. I never had a moment in Resident Evil 2 where I saw a guy down a hallway and was like, I can get around him and save my bullets. Fuck it, just kill him. Bop, 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 he's dead, move on.
See, the thing is, I actually do enjoy the horror action, though.
I do, too. I like Resident Evil
Remake 2. I know you don't like the first-person bit.
Oh, okay, yes.
Resident Evil 7 wasn't that great, especially because of the boat. From what I've only seen probably about half, a little over half of the village so far.
Right.
I still have, like, 6 more hours of gameplay to watch Bok Basut play through. But so far, I've enjoyed it enough, and I actually think I'm going to really love the game enough that once I have the money, I'm going to fucking buy the game.
I
just don't have the money right now.
What I've seen makes me feel like I'm going to move away from Resident Evil. But I also have a video that's going to be coming out on my channel talking about this, leaving a game franchise. And it's literally going to talk about this. It's not me being mad, and it's not me being like, oh, fuck that game. And it's not taking a retro stance or talking about how games were better in the past. It's a more complicated thing that I'm going to talk about. There comes a time when you step away from certain gaming franchises for different reasons, and it's not a negative thing, so I'll explain it better on my channel when I have the chance. But I think I might be done with Resident Evil in its current place. Only because now I see it as some sort of new first-person shooter-esque thing, and it changed it to a point where, well, for one, I can't play it
because it's first person, yeah, and it fucks you up.
For whatever reason, I can't play first person shooters at all.
Resident Evil Village kind of brought it more back to its roots, especially compared to 7.
I'm hearing that.
That's
a different perspective.
Yeah, I'm hearing that very much so.
The initial village part feels very reminiscent to Resident Evil 4. There's a shit ton of exploration you can do.
I don't even know if I can watch it.
You probably
can't. That's another thing.
Get you those fucking glasses.
I think it is. I think the more I've been looking into it, it's actually a high possibility that motion sickness came from a change in graphics when they started using more color palettes that I can't see. I'm hearing that a lot.
We need to get you the glasses.
That my color blindness could be the reason I can't play first-person shooters, because it didn't. I played Doom when I was a kid. And
yeah,
I played some of the earlier first-person shooters. I played Halo like crazy, first original Halo stuff. And now, for some reason, I can't play it. And it started. It started during the Xbox era. We bought a game. It was Unreal Tournament, if I remember right, and we started playing it. And for some reason, I got sick. And I got really fucking sick. And now it seems to happen with every single first-person shooter. And I don't know what causes it, but I'm reading that part of what could be causing it is that I'm colorblind, red-green deficient, and the way colors are used nowadays when my eyes are trying to perceive colors, that could be adding to my motion sickness. Because colors, people don't know this about colorblindness, colors will oddly correct themselves. Like, I can look at something and tell you, this is red and this is green. But then if I move my eyes a little bit, it'll turn to a brown color. And people don't know that about color blindness, but depending on how you're looking at something changes what the color is, and that could be what's adding to the fact that I can't play first-person shooters.
Well,
I really need to buy those glasses.
When everything turns to that brown, you're just in the 2004 era of video games. Because everything was brown. It didn't matter how shitty your game was, as long as it was brown, it was fine. And yes, Fallout technically would be considered an FPS RPG nowadays.
Like, I love the idea of playing Skyrim. I can't. Like,
you can
there
just
is
switch
a,
it third person.
There's a way to do it. If I switch it to third person, it helps quite a bit. That's the reason I play more ESO than I play, like, the Elder Scrolls games. The problem is that in third person, it's more difficult to pick things up and interact with. It makes parts of the game more difficult. But
I know what you could do.
What?
Just go get some practice. go out in your backyard with a gun and just walk around. First person.
I don't get motion sickness. See, that's just it. That's just it. I'm not
practice, buddy.
I'm not a motion sickness kind of person either. It doesn't bother me to drive in cars for long periods of time or be on a boat or anything.
What we have to do is we have to have Bill sitting in front of the TV with me with the GoPro on, feeding directly to the TV with a paintball gun in my hand, walking around the backyard. Then we'll see if Bill can actually handle it.
God, the graphics are so realistic.
Or we'll just have him
watch because it's outside, Harry. Bill.
So today we are going to be on the 1975 to 1977 first run of Sentai bad guys. This is the Sentai villains. Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Scott Action Jackson.
Oh, yeah, Seth's not here. Nick the Lone Paladin fucking shit, that fucked me up.
And I'm Shane. Proto guy.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. All right.
Black Cross Army.
We are entering the Black Cross Army. We're going to check out the foot soldiers first. Black holes.
I don't know why that's so funny.
Shane, when you lack the confidence in your army so much...
You get called a black hole because...
That your troops... Like, maybe they thought this was cool, but the way we just heard it was they called their army a bunch of buttholes.
It basically, well, it's like the PG era. Can't call you an asshole, but you're a black hole.
Well, let's see what they...
Okay. That's...
Klansmen, yeah.
Black Klansmen. Black hooded Klansmen.
God damn it. Fucking leaning...
Hey, guess what?
Hey.
Wow.
Hey, guess what? You're even in the 70s? KKK members,
yeah.
Guess what?
Hey.
You get a zero.
You get a zero.
Hey, even in the 70s? You know how I take era? That's still not acceptable.
That's still not acceptable.
I don't give a fuck.
Goodbye.
Zero.
Seth gives it a 0.5.
Zero.
It's a zero, though.
Yeah, I give it a zero. Yeah,
if
fuck
you give
that.
A 0.5, that means you give a half a percentage of positivity.
Half a percentage of positivity.
He's like... Nice.
So stick
what you believe in.
So stick to what you believe in.
What score did you get?
Zero.
Zero?
Because that's inappropriate. Japanese are racist.
You think we are racist?
They're racist.
Wow. Wow.
Hey, they want to bust out.
Yeah,
KK.
I'm going zero as well.
I'm going to give them a taste of their own fucking meds.
What'd they get, Scott?
The black hooded KKK got a 0.1.
Good. Cross ninjas.
Honestly, I almost should have just nuked their fucking asses, but I didn't want to waste it.
There are the cross ninjas.
0.5. What the fuck? I'm not even going to wait for any other descriptions. This is horrible.
This can't happen.
What?
See, now we're on Sentai.
We're on Sentai,
which is a show that I think is better than Kamen Rider.
Putties. Let us be honest here.
It'll be a while until we get to that putties.
No, let's just remember. Okay, guys.
The putties wore pajamas.
There's a lot of nostalgia behind the putties, but the putties look awful.
They do. They look very bad.
They're fucking stupid looking. There is a reason that when Lord Zedd shows up, he makes different putties. Arguably, his putties look better than the weird, stretchy pajamas.
Oh, minus the big weakness on their chest.
Minus the big... Well, at least it looked really cool.
That's just fucking Zedd having a fucking god complex.
Yeah, that's just Zedd having a god complex.
Put my letter there.
So let us be honest. Most of the putty-esque pawn guys look stupid.
Here's the problem. I gave so much shit to the Kamen Rider
villains.
We did. That now that we're on a show that I personally think is better, but that's my own opinion. Now I'm going to have to hear.
Well.
No,
Shane,
you don't. You don't have a phone out with the chat, so
This is all we've got. This is all we've got. So you go ahead and you start us down the path of rating for these ninjas.
It's kind of a blurry picture, so it's hard to really see what their face is. I know it's blue and red.
They're ninjas.
They're wearing shitty dollar store masks.
Actually, I don't know.
That guy's is broken.
Wait, do you know what a ninja is?
What if that's their ability? What if that's their ninja? Their ninja skill is they. This is the only picture you can get.
Mask?
This is the only picture you can get. They make themselves blurry. Kind of like how Bigfoot.
I was about to say they have Bigfoot powers.
Bigfoot is just naturally blurry. That's the reason we can't get a picture. Low it has
res.
Nothing to do with the cameras.
Highly pixelated
he
Bigfoot.
He just is an actual blurry creature out in the world.
I don't know if I would be terrified by that. Oh God, get the fuck away, you fucking.
See, these are just actually blurry guys. That's their ninja power.
One.
Shane doesn't want to see this shit again.
Yeah, give it a .7.
Fortunately, the loophole
Seth
is strong.
Seth is giving it ass. It's a 1.88.
1.88. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Equals 5.5. 0.836, so fuck them.
0.83.
So fuck them. That's about right.
Zolders.
Because spelling things with a Z is cool. Kind of like spelling combat with the K is cool. See, these guys don't look as shitty.
That's not as bad, honestly.
These guys look like actual soldiers.
They got some fucked up NES controllers on their belts.
Oh, that's fine. I don't mind.
Oh, my.
That's a cosplay.
That's a cosplay, so we're gonna hope that the show did a little more justice than what I'm seeing right there.
No.
Not particularly, but... It's still better than what we've seen so
One.
Far. And the thing is, they are soldiers.
I'm going to be honest.
So I'm going to give them a 3.
Seeing it like this one little action picture that's laced in here, helped it a lot. Because this is in the day, which means that black really worked well. It literally did. Because, like, they're running. They look kind of menacing if they're coming at you in a group. Their belts, for being as goofy it is, the helmet adds that little... You know what? This little action picture, I'm going to be honest with you, it helped them quite a bit. I'm willing to go up to 2.5 and say that these guys are passable.
Seth says, give knockoff Snake Eyes guys a 3.5.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see this. I'm okay with this right now.
Yeah.
This picture helped them a lot.
You know what? I'll change.
This
mine
picture
to
did not.
No, that's cosplay.
This also did not.
That's sad fall over, guys. But that one and the other one, they look like soldiers.
I can
they
see
they are evil soldier guys.
I'm fine with this.
They get a 3.
Shane? Oh, okay. Never mind.
Oh, Shane, what'd you give him?
2.
A 2?
Okay.
You suck.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Should have peer pressured the shit out of you, but I don't have the energy.
2.6 for these troopers.
Because I've technically been up for like 10 hours.
All right, so let's move on from the foot soldiers and check out the generals.
I don't remember. I woke up at some point.
Commander-in-Chief Golden Mask.
What the
Wow!
Fuck?
Golden Elephant Mask.
As Golden Elephant Tut Mask.
Golden Elephant Tut Mask. That's our best
image.
I do
not like this guy. He's like a sad cross between...
But it's better than the Kamen Rider ones we saw.
Right here? That's not a trunk. That's his chin.
That's the king. That's a king tut mask with a pseudo-Roman centurion / diplomat outfit. This thing doesn't know what the fuck it wants to be.
I'm a monster.
Plus, he's got a goddamn voodoo stick.
I love voodoo. I'm also Egyptian, but I love politics.
But I'm also Roman.
Roman politics interests the shit out of me.
He's a Roman-Egyptian random...
Witch doctor.
Witch doctor from somewhere.
Give it a 2.5.
I'll give him a 2. That's being generous.
I think this is really stupid. 1.4.
Toga, toga, toga.
Not going to work.
God damn it. Just god damn it, Shane.
What's Seth giving?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Boop. Seth says, meh, 3.
I'm going to go, fuck, 2. I'll just fuck it.
We've seen infinitely worse, but god damn it.
2.18, so those little troopers are still winning.
General Genghis of the Iron Man Mask.
You better be cool, because you're harboring the name of Genghis Khan, motherfucker.
And Iron Man.
Oh, no, no, no. See, he's not Tony Stark. It's fine. He's trying to be weird Tony Stark, though. What the fuck's up with his eyeballs?
Oh, my lord.
That's his eyebrow.
It looks like
he's got a butt forehead.
It looks like a metal poo snake mask.
Yeah. That's
one.
He wears a metal poo snake on his head.
Zero.
Has a...
He's got Ferengi head. No.
He also has a trident that does not go all the way down to the ground, so he can't look cool like Aquaman and like plug it into the ground and stand there with it.
Because it kind of looks like somebody cut it. And,
the third tip, the middle tip, is dull and he can't stab anybody.
Yeah, because there's no tip.
Why does
no tip.
Why does the thing kind of remind me of the dragon coin?
It's because of the way it's shaped.
Yeah.
But you could argue that if it had a little point at the top of that center thing, it would be the Rebel Alliance insignia, too.
Yeah. Oh.
He's still not that cool.
This guy is the best. You love him.
Bill, what'd you give him? The dragon coin.
Yeah, you can see that
part. See it, but...
Seth gave it a 2. Bill, what you giving him?
We'll be very nice with a 2. And we're being very nice. I don't even know if I should have done that.
Shane, you gave him a goose egg, right?
Yeah.
You gave him a goose egg?
You know I don't like the Ferengi. That's what I fucking saw.
I gave him 1.
I'll give it a 1.5. That's the best I can do. I'm sorry. I can't go any higher than that.
1.3 for butthead.
Cost extra.
General Magma Man of the Volcanic Mask.
Okay, so... Is this going to be kind of like Volcano Guy?
I have no clue.
I'm going to say no.
Because I still laugh about Volcano.
Oh, my God.
All right, please get one more. Give me a good picture.
Okay.
That's as good as we're going to get. Why
has
he got a tree head?
What the fuck is going on?
I am not Groot.
Yeah, this is tree head, man.
He does. He has a Groot head. He was rocking the Groot head before Groot was cool.
I'm giving this Groot ripoff 1.
Somebody like, you know what's really funny is if you're looking at this guy, basically what happened here was one day, Cobra woke up and somebody had taken his Cobra mask and the only thing he had left was this
Groot mask.
Because Cobra's a Groot fan. He just like any other tyrant, he still likes Marvel movies. So he has this Groot mask in his office, and he's like, no one can see my face. And he put that on, and that's basically what happened here.
I am Cobra!
You're Jerry, first off.
Yep. Somebody stole
Cobra's
mask.
No, Jerry's cool. Jerry was cool, remember? This is Barry. Nobody fucking likes Barry.
Barry?
Barry.
Not Beery. Wrong Beery.
Beery.
This is Barry with an I.
Oh. Trying to be.
This is why nobody likes him.
You know what?
It's also misleading. With the volcano.
You mean magma? I'm assuming that's supposed to be some kind of a solidified magma rock.
This was the Halloween ball at the Cobra Fortress. Yep. Cobra went as Groot.
Commander Groot.
But to be fully honest. Groot. I'm going to give him a 1, because even though Cobra Commander is cool, that's more of a Napoleon thing, and I am just not a fan of the French. I said it. I don't care. Their outfits suck.
I'm waiting for Shane.
1.
1? Okay. 1.2 for Groot Commander.
Solar Halo Mask.
Uh-oh.
All right, this dude is fucking hilarious. look at his drawn-on mustache.
I'm giving him a 3.
This dude is awesome.
This is not misleading. He is what he says he
is. Look at his mustache and his little hilarious. Tiny
old
mouth. Wow. And he's more colorful than the other guys.
Hold on.
Seth's giving it a 4. But see, hold on. I'll highlight it. Mustache, tiny old mouth. This dude gets a fucking 4.5.
I'm here
from
to
me.
Destroy the world. Is
Let's
that the Sentai Rangers?
Well,
that's right. Let's a frigging go.
At least he is what he says he is. At least that's let's be that is a son.
Also, Raphael Chen wins the Shane stream points for today. You win 100,000 stream points because he is. J-Man!
Yes, isn't he?
Fighter of the Night Man!
Somebody needs to take this, and they need to Photoshop him in to a photo alongside that Moon Mac guy.
I know he can't do it. I know he can't do it, but I really wish that when he's fighting, he's like, ha, Sentai! I'm so evil!
Yeah, but he can't do the mustache twirl because that's drawn on.
He would be so evil if they added a goatee to him. Just pure evil.
Oh.
This guy gets, hey.
Renato, I didn't see yours because chat's stupid, so you also get the same points.
That's right, I'm going to agree
with
Seth on this one.
You both win points.
It's not every,
I'm being generous. It's birthday weekend. I do what I want.
It's not every day that we get a monster with a fabulous mustache.
That's
God
a
damn
true
right.
statement.
So
his mustache is almost as fabulous as Jumbo Cactar's fabulous mustache.
And that's a fabulous one.
You know what? I'm going to change mine, but first I want to wait for Bill.
Oh, yeah, Ford. This guy's so dumb. He's
dude
great.
Is awesome.
Okay.
And he's not misleading. That's the big kicker there.
You know what?
So I'm changing mine. I'm dropping a Genesis.
I was actually about to. You know what? I'm pretty sure we're not going to see anything as good as this. Make it two, Scott.
Scott fired the Genesis bomb into the sun, and it created that.
Okay, what was the number for Genesis again?
10.
It can go
a 10
up to
now.
10.
Okay,
because
so
that's,
you're
that's
doing
the
a
only
10?
Way. That's the
oh,
only
yeah.
way it makes it
I'm
fair.
I'm doing a 10,
because,
so we'll just add 20.
Because the nuke is dropping motherfuckers down.
What did you
down.
Have previously? A 4?
I did a 4-5, I believe.
Okay.
You have 3 4s, a 4 5.
Yeah,
because
we had to change
nope,
that.
Two Genesis.
We had to change it because the nukes were taking away -5, and the
okay.
only way to counteract
so,
that was to allow +5.
Bye bye. This thing, yeah. Wow, we got a winner. 6.4.
Yeah, he's not losing.
He's this man is the winner for this episode.
We'll see, because right now we're gonna check out the leader. Black
Ronan,
Cross
we already went over this. We had to fix it because giving it a 6 wasn't doing shit. Where a -5 nukes the fuck
yeah,
out of
because
it.
if it's look, it had to be fixed because this is the truth of it. Say your favorite guy. We'll just look. We'll use what everybody likes to talk about here. Say for whatever reason one of your favorite things is a pyramid, and somebody nukes it. Even with a 5, you can't save it. The only way you can counteract it is if you were allowed to give a +10. That's the only way.
Well, who would give a pyramid that low of a score?
Everybody. Except for Bill.
It's always been your thing to, you know, like hot trash. So.
Oh, yeah? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I mean, he has accepted me as his brother, so yes.
Let's check out
self-depreciation. Hell yeah.
We're going to check out the, I believe this is the, thumbnail. We're going to check out the Black Cross Colossus.
Whoa.
Holy shit, that is...
That thing is fucking dope.
That
Give
is,
that bitch a 5.
Dude, that's fucking phenomenal.
That's
I don't know
weird,
what it is, but it is way
star
cool.
Weird star spider...
Look at
Robin.
The cannons on it.
Dude, that's way fucking cool.
What year? 75? 77? That's pretty impressive, actually.
Yeah,
yeah this
is
supposed
really
to be
fucking
this
impressive.
Is supposed to be 75
this
to 77.
During like the new when it got brought back for a CGI movie or something.
It's possible.
Yes, some people are they're saying it's from a movie crossover. And some people are like, it looks like it's something out of Final Fantasy. Yeah, it kind of is.
It does.
It's got a lot of guns, so it could almost be a version of Alexander.
This thing
That's
is,
actually cool.
This thing is really fucking cool. I have no knowledge as to what's going on, except for to give it a 5 and say that it's really fucking cool. Giant walking Alexander evil fortress of doom.
My Dragon Zord would have many problems with this. Well, I go, pew, pew, he goes...
He goes, bitch, brah.
Fucking shitty
like,
finger missiles.
Alpha
finger
strike.
Missiles.
And even and in that show, if you're paying attention, he still can't make his fingers straight. So they're always kind of curved, so he's shooting off to the side like, oh, damn it.
This is why I swing the tail.
This is why I swing the tail.
Seth's dropping the Genesis.
The full Genesis?
The full Genesis. Dude, he said, give evil Alexander some boom.
This dude's fucking awesome.
I guess I'll give it a 5.
5.
This man's not winning, but he's pretty fucking sweet.
So who? Oh, I'm missing myself. I'll just go with a 4.
When that man fires all of its
5.8.
When it fires the...
Damn.
All right.
Not bad. He got second. That's sad.
Definitely
5.8. I only get second.
Time to check out the Black Cross King.
Okay, concept's kind of neat.
Concept is really cool.
Let's see how shitty it is.
Okay, for being a guy in a costume, that's decent.
Not bad. We've seen infinitely worse.
We have certainly seen infinitely worse.
Go back to the concept again real quick.
Was there only two, or?
Yeah.
Okay, so concept. Now jump back. Yeah, I can actually see that really well.
Yeah, solid. Very solid.
Now,
there is a problem.
Is really cool.
There is a problem.
Okay.
So this motherfucker's chasing me, right? I'm like, fuck, this guy's powerful. I can't beat him. Ha! His only weakness. A door! Because that other motherfucker's got to go like this.
Yeah, that dude's going to have to,
turn
fuck!
Sideways.
No. All he has to do is turn his head.
But that gives me more time to get out because he's got to find a
so Seth dropped
way to get into
five.
The door.
Yeah, Seth's
yeah he might have to.
Five.
He might have
I'm
to turn
give
his
this
head
dude a
and
five,
duck.
Too. This dude is
by
awesome.
That time,
the color
I'm not
going to
stand
great.
There and watch. I'm going to keep running. So I'm gaining more distance from the man I can't beat. I'll just keep going into doors.
Yeah. And the fact that his weakness is a door makes me laugh even more. So, yeah, I'll give this dude a 5 also.
Yeah, I don't know why. I like him a lot. 5. He's
Shane,
a solid bad guy.
He breaks down
guy.
The door.
5.
You know what? He's a 5. I'm giving him 5, so it's a 5.
Straight 5.
Hey, that's a solid design.
Hey,
that's really cool looking.
When you have a great design and you get a perfect 5 and you still only win the bronze.
Look, he probably would have got my Genesis, but we've seen some real dumb shit.
Oh my god.
Is this what he looked like
before?
We're
not supposed to rate this. This is just pictures inside of that folder.
I think this is his base form.
Yeah, this is just the Black Cross Führer.
This is
his base form.
So this is the Broadway
this
musical.
This is stupid.
No, this is the Broadway musical version of him.
This is fucking stupid.
Scott knows where I'm going with this. So, if anyone has seen the movie The
Springtime
Producers.
Springtime for Black Cross Army.
You one of the soldiers, and this is your fielder.
Heil to me.
This is the man you've been following. Blindly. Yeah, you've never met the man. You just like his ideals.
I'm following the group mask down here. I didn't even know about this guy until I attended one of our meetings.
This guy comes down, he's like, who's that? That's the fielder. No, don't lie to me. Who's that?
No, really.
Is that the entertainment?
Why is he up there singing and dancing?
That's what the fielder likes to do.
He likes to do the can-can?
And doors are a bitch.
Nah.
The thing's a lot bigger than I thought.
Fewer. I'm going to kick my legs
so now.
So now
it's a guarantee that he has to turn
blindly,
and duck.
Dude.
Give this guy a straight up fucking 0 because there is no way that you could take his army seriously now that you know that he looks like that.
Yeah, I'm doing 0 as well.
Gods, I'm going to kill
that
man.
I'm just not even
going
to rate him. He's not worth it. He's not worth the time.
You could nuke him.
The guy can have all the kill count he wants.
Oh, yeah, I can nuke him.
Yeah.
Nuke this motherfucker.
The guy can have all the kill count he wants, chat. It doesn't make him cool.
Shane, what do you got?
Shane, nuke his ass. Nuke his ass with me.
We're a fucking fashion show.
Super nuke this bitch.
You see this peer pressure that I'm totally giving into?
We're rating him anyways. Why? Because we are, Seth.
Exactly.
So fucking
fuck
just
it.
Rate him. Nuke
Look,
this
he's
bitch.
He's on the screen.
Look, we have to have a use for the nuke.
So what did Seth give or did he not?
Seth hasn't given anything. He was like, I thought we weren't rating this guy. We are now. Fuck it.
We
nuke
are
him.
Now. He's on the screen. He looks too stupid to pass by.
Yep. So I'm going to nuke him. Shane?
I gave him the peer pressure.
Shane's nuking him.
It was really,
I gave a 0.
It was really difficult. He convinced me.
Scott's just giving a 0. Bill?
I gave a 0. I haven't used my Genesis or my nuke. This guy probably deserved it, to be fair. But I'm just...
I don't think we're going to see much worse than this, given what
nukes,
he is.
We may have created this monstrosity. I think this is like a radioactive fucking starfish.
Just waiting on Seth now.
Oh, shit.
Just, no.
Dude, you're so ridiculous, dude, that...
Says, like, fine peer pressure. That's triple nuke.
Dude, that's a negative fucking 30.
No, that's a negative 15. Nukes are negative 5.
Oh, negative 5, yeah.
Genesis is
you
a
know
plus
what?
5.
I'm changing mine.
There we go.
It's a negative 20.
That's a quad
Damn.
Nuke.
Damn.
Bill, you might as well just join in. Just make it an even negative
okay,
5.
You know what? Let's just see what kind of awful this does.
I think this man is going to get the lowest rating in Sentai history.
Let's quattro nuke this guy.
No. We've already quad.
Hexen.
Now it's quin. Yeah, it's quintuple nuke.
Are we quintuple nuking?
Quintuple nuke. This man is a straight negative 5. Fuck
yep.
This bitch. Squaring his butthole.
Yeah, he's a straight negative 5, the lowest score we have ever given.
You, sir, have made history today.
Just because he was on the screen.
Yep. That version got super nuked. Right.
Monsters of the Week time. Masked Masters. General Genghis's Masters. Oh, my God.
Whoa!
Okay.
Oh, well, boy. We're not getting through all of these today.
No, I didn't figure we would. We're going to check out the Blushing Mask.
All right, if this isn't Kabuki, I mean, it's kind of Kabuki.
What's your tie-dye poncho?
He looks like something out of Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah.
Is you?
What do you got?
Guy?
What about that?
Ooga booga. What the fuck is he holding, though?
One, he's fighting with a gigantic metal spork. I'm into it.
That's not a spork.
That's a rake.
It's curved.
That's a rake.
Dude, it's a spork.
Dude, he just got done raking leaves. Now he's got to fight evil. Or
nope.
Good guys.
It's not a rake.
He doesn't. It's got googly eyes on it.
He fights with a giant metal spork. He gets a 1.
It's a giant metal spork with googly eyes. Do you not see the googly eyes, Bill?
That's a gun he put on top of his metal spork.
Oh, no, that's a little poo thing with googly eyes.
Yeah, because it looks like it's googly eyes to me.
Oh, that's a little gun. That's a boom boom.
Oh.
It looks like he made
0, because it's not googly eyes.
You know what? I'm going to drop a 0 because I hate that he's got his boomstick on top of his spork.
Seth is giving it a 2.
Stab, scoop, and shoot.
Stabbing is going to be weird.
Yes.
Because of the curve.
More like raking.
It's more like
rake and shoot.
rake, scoop, and shoot, Bill.
Rake, scoop, and shoot.
Okay, well, that's a cool concept.
It's not really.
1.
Is it any more dumb than the gunblade? Slice and shoot?
Slightly.
Slice and
because
shoot.
Because technically the gunblade doesn't shoot.
Actually,
it vibrates the blade at an extreme frequency.
Actually.
That's how they got around the stupidity of slicing a bullet in half every time you fired it.
And then they fixed it when lightning got it. Lightning's like, oh, it turns into a gun. Got it.
Yeah,
now
lightning was the first. Lightning was the first one to have an actual gunblade that made sense.
Yeah.
All right. This
she turns it into a gun.
Yep.
This what?
I actually thought that lightning was cool.
This what the fuck got at a 0.8.
0.8 for this monstrosity.
Okay, we're gonna check out Door Mask.
Well, they already ran out of ideas.
Introducing the newest
creativity.
Nope, introducing the newest of Dr. Wily's robots, Doorman. No, you can't come in here. How the... It's even got a fucking Sniper Joe helmet. Unless that's one of the Rangers. I don't remember.
That's one of the Rangers. That's
okay.
A Go Ranger.
That's Go 5.
Well, he's got the Sniper Joe
that's
mask.
That's Go 5.
Go 5, man. He's the lowest ranked member.
Okay,
Go 5 is Sniper Joe, woo. And that's a dumb guy.
I'm giving the stupid Darth Vader reject
isn't
a
that,
1.
Isn't that interesting? They were progressive back then. Usually when we have a ranking system in our show, the pink is usually number 5. Or in like Zio, she's 1, the lowest rank, and 5 is the highest rank.
If I had to say that something was progressive, it's the fact that this show really wanted Darth Vader and just could not afford it at all and was like, fuck.
Chad said something. I have to
dude,
get
close. I can totally see it. Giving up your lightsaber for a stick. bold move.
For a...
With duct tape at the end.
Yeah, I'm having trouble seeing it as well, whether it's
a
mustache.
It's a mustache, but it's only one half.
It's like he shaved.
There's nothing over here.
It's like he was shaving
sure
it
that's
off.
Not a padlock on his mouth?
I'm thinking that's a padlock.
Shut the fuck
this
up.
This dude gets a 0.5 for,
dude,
for fake
dude.
Mustache.
If he's like, no, it's almost like he had a mustache. He was like, all right, I'm going to shave. And like the alarms go off, and the fielder's like, get out there.
Seth says, fuck this guy.
Oh, God, I have half a mustache.
I feel like that's a fucking padlock on his face. Like somebody finally told him to shut the fuck up and locked his face.
I'm Doorman.
Nope.
Yeah, Bill, this was 2 years before Star Wars came out.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Doesn't change my reference. You know how many things we've referenced that were before said things that we've referenced?
Yeah, I know. I'm just giving you what the chat
said. It was,
because
this is 75.
I'm going to get this Uno. Okay.
What does Bill give?
0.5. It's fucking
This dude is terrible.
He fucking
Uno.
Sucks.
Another 0.8.
Dude.
Good.
Guys,
fuck this guy.
Okay. Fort Mask.
Fork. You said Fork Mask, right?
Yeah. Fork.
Okay.
Fork Mask.
I thought for a second you said fort, and I was about to be like, what the shit? And then I looked at the weapon, and I was like, that does look like something stupid out of, Fortnite.
Oh, it is fork.
And he is a fork.
He is a fork.
So,
I got to get
a
rocket-propelled fork weapon.
He has a rocket-propelled fork weapon.
3.5 gives rocket-propelled fork.
Stab.
Or that's a fork
at
with
great
two pipe bombs on it.
Yeah, that's also possible. His fork might explode.
It could be two pipe bombs, Shane, so that could be an explodey fork.
Explodey fork.
Explodey McFork face.
Okay, let's be real. Realistically, if I went up to him, he wouldn't really do much.
Says two, he's not lying.
Because I'd be up there going like this. You literally can't see me. Where's your fucking eyes?
Yep, two. So stupid.
Well,
what you got, Scott?
We give it a point because when they said fork mask, they gave us a fork.
They gave us two forks.
So, yes. So, Uno. Otherwise, this would have been a zero.
Good.
You're not going to give it extra points for the explodey fork?
2.1.
Half a point for that and half a point for actually being a fork.
2.1 for Fork Knight over here.
Fortnite. God, that sounds like
I'd rather play that game than the actual stupid game of Fortnite.
Gear Mask.
All right. You're not Metal Gear. Get the fuck out of here.
There's gears, though. I see him.
Yeah, I see gears. It's still lame.
Yeah, he does have a dumbass gear face.
He's one.
What's up with this season and not wanting eyes?
One.
Maybe you guys...
He's lucky to get
one.
That.
He looks like one of the black hole... soldier guys, except he has a different helmet.
They all have about
he's
the same.
He's fucking stupid.
He's dumb.
Dude, they were like, guys, we need a new fucking monster of the week.
And he's not
you,
one of the black holes.
You,
he's
you.
One of the soldiers.
Yes, you come here. Yes, sir. I'm here to serve, sir. Put this on. Sir, I can't see. I don't care. Get out there and fight. Sir, can't see. Sir.
Sir.
Run along. I can't run. Sir, can't see. Sir. I hit something, sir!
Fighting.
Zero. This guy sucks D.
What?
I was generous when I gave him one.
No, this guy sucks the big
Two for Seth.
Two for Seth. Again, they didn't lie.
Google Eye Gears.
One for Gear Guy.
Hatchet Mask.
What the fuck?
Here's your Mega Man villain.
Why?
Seth's giving it a one. I'm giving a straight zero.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
I now regret all of us nuking that one guy.
Holy shit.
Because I want to nuke this guy. Oh, but that guy was really worse. This guy gets a 0.2.
Wow.
He is dumpy looking. The only cool thing is the man-sized hatchet he wields.
Holy shit.
Shane, what do you give this cartoon?
He might be trying to ask me a question, Ronan, but he's not piking my interest, so I refuse to cut him any slack because he's not getting to the point of the matter. Oh, that's right. Puns for days, motherfuckers.
So doors are your enemy, too. That seems to be a theme here. I know.
He chops the fucking wall down. Do you not see the man-sized axe?
I see the man.
Fuck your door. Your door is now splinters, including part of your wall. It's just plaster all over the ground. Hell, half your house just fell in. He hit a support beam.
This guy is straight up fucking stupid.
Hey, it's Cutman's dad.
I almost wish I hadn't given away my
Cutman is a
nuke.
Lumberjack robot.
This guy gets fucking .2. This guy's
you're agreeing with me,
huh? Stupid.
The .2 only is because of the man-sized axe. That's the only
cool thing about this guy.
.2.
So that's 3.2s?
.2.
Damn.
He gets a .32.
Good.
He's a happy-looking monster.
He's done. No more that guy.
Iron Claw Mask.
All right.
You have a hand for a face.
Zero.
You know, we live in the United States. We have the most nuclear arms of anybody in the world. We have more than one nuke. You guys do know that, right? Even with the five nukes that we shot, we have more than that in this country.
We have
a lot more. So we can nuke all day long.
Shane, it's reload. Got a cooldown.
Oh, fuck. What is it?
We got to take an episode to cool it down.
Damn it. It's got a fucking long cooldown.
Shane, you could take Chinese finger traps and put them on his weapon and then put that on his face.
And he can't get out.
And he can't fucking fight you anymore.
Dude, what if I went up there and was like, oh, dude, hand guy, high five.
He can interlock face palm.
Oh, my God. He's the epitome of that meme.
He's the epitome of the face palm meme. He could interlock face palm.
You created the meme. 1.5 for creating the meme.
One, yep.
0.5 for being a massive disappointment.
Somebody said social distance slapstick.
.4. I'm
sir,
taking off
sir,
a point.
Sir, point sir, I need 6 feet of distance or I will slap you.
That's not Richie, is it?
Let me see. He can high-five his own head.
The gaming guru? Yeah.
Well, that's the gaming guru 2021. That's why I was like, is that Richie?
That's Richie.
Okay. God damn it, Richie.
What does Seth say? Shane,
we didn't kill enough people damn to get it, another I, nuke yet. Yeah, we had to get her killed streak.
Okay, hold on. I got to recalculate. Who gave what again?
I gave a 1.
Okay.
1.5.
I gave it a .4.
Seth gave it a. I don't know if that was a 2 or not.
It was a 2.
Okay.
Because of Nick changing his, I had to go back and redo it.
You're fine.
Awesome.
1.18.
Welcome to Seth's Hell.
He's
Scott.
The best. Time to check out Iron Comb Mask.
God damn it.
Make the bell bill stop.
I mean, please tell me there's a fro mask. So that way they could be the best of friends.
This is what you were looking forward to, Shane, was getting into the Sentai.
I also said that I know what we have crappy shit, too. And we did bash Kamen Rider, but we've given a lot of bad scores, too. See, we are not biased.
No, I regret.
Definitely not, because this guy's taking home that .4 as well.
I regret not being able to fight my way back to sleep earlier. Seth gives it ass.
I will give it a 1.
Seth, we ain't found shit.
Ah, go-go's. I see that your helmet gives you helmet hair. Let me fix that up for you.
Yeah, no shit.
I mean, it is the 70s.
I see this dude as
people
a stylist.
Do It is the 70s. Froze were a thing.
I actually wonder if this guy was one of the last monsters left, and the fucking Fyodor was like, what do we got left? Like, we have our stylist. What's his weapon? It's a comb. Close enough. Get him out there. They're kicking our ass.
Just shove him out the door.
If there's a guy with a toilet head, send him out. I don't care.
Seth is drinking now.
Shane, I need a score.
Well, I give this individual...
Super cuts.
Stop dragging it out, Shane.
Moron.
Shane, just throw it on your list.
Just zero. Yeah, make the list.
And then I'm gonna give it ass as well, because it's ass. Yeah,
divine. I don't want to give that
1.03.
Iron Lion Mask.
Zero.
That is not a lion.
Like your metal boob. You got metal boobies.
In a TV beer gut.
TV does.
This is the obese fucking monster. No.
Hey.
Zero.
My Fyodor. They're kicking our ass. Who do we got left?
Send out the cook.
Who do we got left?
Send out the cook.
This guy comes in. Fyodor, I have your meatball sub.
No shit.
Get out there, Seth says. Seth says.
Sir, I'm not a combat person. Here's a spear. Sir, just because you hand me a weapon does not mean I know how to use said weapon.
Seth, make sure you drink a glass for me.
0.4.
By the way, are you man or woman? Because I can't tell.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Jane.
Oh, dude, zero.
Zero, okay.
Oh, my list is going to take like several episodes.
Iron Princess Mask.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you look like a...
What the fuck? That was Scott this time.
All right, so I'll be the first one to do it. I'll be the monster. I am firing... the entire United States payload of nuclear arsenal.
Unfortunately, that doesn't count.
How many do we have? I need to know how many nuclear arms this country has.
Look, I told you. Me and Seth both told you we have to get the kill count back up.
Shit.
We don't have the kill streak.
Nuclear winter. Species eradicated.
Seth gives this bitch zero.
Yeah, straight up fucking zero.
You what your little...
It's as low as I can get.
I'm gonna give it a 0.001 because the umbrella made me giggle.
What?
Well, it does look cloudy out. It might rain. With his weird fucking rainbow.
Which, guess what? That does round down to a zero.
Hey, where's the princess?
It's the fucking umbrella.
Yeah.
It's the little tiny frilly umbrella.
They turned a princess into an umbrella. There you go.
I can't go any lower than a zero, but God, I would. This is almost horrifying.
You know, I'm a fan of the Masked Singer, and it has some weird costume things, too. But fuck this shit. Zero.
Dude, if you came out on that show with that mask, I don't care if you're the greatest singer I have ever heard in my life. You're not winning. Pick a better costume.
I'm pretty sure that was a straight zero across the board. Yep. Yep, see? And that rounds down even further to an actual zero.
0.00002.
If it wasn't for your leader being so damn goofy,
you would have got the nukes.
Okay, this guy is Lamprey Mask.
It's Fishman Mask. Okay. He stole Aquaman's stick.
My monster. What many eyes you have.
This is super dumb and goofy. I can give it a one. It's so stupid, but I can give it a one.
I could do that too.
Try fucking killing me with seven freaking eyes.
He still has seven eyes. Seth gives it a one.
Yeah, one.
It's a one.
This guy sucks.
Last guy, Naval Mine Mask. Naval Mine Mask.
Oh, my goodness.
Like,
it's going to be
like, hold on.
It's going to be a big nose, isn't it? Dear God.
You know what? I know what a mine is.
Are we ready?
I know.
Let's go.
Let's see the last guy for this episode.
Nasty cold
chill. That's exactly what I thought.
Okay, no, no, all right, I see that. That's cool.
I also like that he has the fucking...
He's got a fucking ball and chain flail.
That's a
fucking...
That's a fucking mine.
Yeah, it's a mine. It's a mine flail.
Exploding Gundam hammer.
Bill, it's a mine flare.
But you only got one.
Instead of a mind
swing.
No.
I better make it count.
You need one.
Bill, instead of the mind flares from Final Fantasy, it's a mind flare.
Yeah.
This dude gets a 4. This dude is cool.
I like his robe.
Fuck it. I saved
Seth
it.
Seth gives it a 4.5.
I saved it the whole episode. Genesis on this guy for the exploding Gundam hammer.
There we go.
And if he headbutts you, he may only do it once, but you won't fucking forget it.
Protect me, helmet! Nope. Give it a 4.
I'm going to go
Shane,
4.
Shane, you weren't going to use your Genesis? You didn't use yours yet.
Oh, no, I didn't think anything in
this kept
episode
mine
was
the, I kept mine the entire
newbie.
Episode, and it just so happens if I have to spend it, this guy's
You don't
mine.
Have to spend it.
I do.
5.3 for mine head.
Awesome.
So this dude got 4. The bronze.
No, he got bronze. Yeah, he beat the... Yeah. He got the bronze.
He beat that one guy that got the perfect 5.
Awesome.
That dude got the runner-up prize.
This guy was like, okay, who's our third shot? And this guy's like...
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.